Well, hello in there. Did you miss me? I love the way you look in here. Leaving you on your knees in this closet with your hands cuffed behind your back while you're being slowly, ever so gently stimulated. Just enough to keep you on edge, but never enough to quite allow you to climax. You're really turned on right now, aren't you? Your need is so sexy to me. These have been some deliciously agonizing hours, haven't they? I know they were when it was me in your place. Oh, the wonderful memories of my own internship. Those days taught me so much. As much as I was willing to learn, anyway. You looked so excited and a little afraid when I suggested what I was going to do to you this weekend. I mean, you probably had fantasies about what kind of sweet, elaborate tortures I was going to perform on you, but this was simple, almost elegant. But you're here for a reason, and I think you know exactly what that is. I need you to satisfy me. These conferences are immensely boring, so everyone needs something to take the edge off. And for me, that's just gonna have to be you. Well, not you. More like your lips and your tongue around my already wet pussy. I was thinking about your predicament and thinking about how horny you had to be in this closet, and it really turned me on. Oh, I can just hear the anticipation in your voice when you say, "Yes, ma'am." You know what is expected of you, don't you? That's right. So I'm just going to position myself right here. And you can get to work. You're using your lips to tease me, but I don't want that. I want you to be desperate to please me. You know what I want. I want you to lick my clit and kiss my thighs and make me cry out and come on your tongue. You know the exact sound I need to make. You've heard it before. Make me make it again. I demand satisfaction. Oh, that's more like it. I want to hear you moan between my thighs, too. And after you've pleased me, then maybe it's time for me to finally let you have the release you've been desiring. So the faster you make me come, the sooner you can come, too. Fuck. I'm not so cruel to leave you like this, even though I think I might enjoy hearing you beg me for relief some more. Ugh. Oh. And that's the drive I want to see. I can see it in your eyes, too. You really want to excel at this, don't you? When I tell people you have a quick tongue, they tell me you're not very witty. If they only knew what you're capable of. Oh, fuck. Oh, I remember your first day of training. You were so awful at this. But you had a spark about you. You were so eager to learn and so willing to take instruction no matter how long it took. You took the work needed to succeed seriously and you studied so hard. All those long nights teaching you how to do everything I expected of you, they were worth it. I'm sure your future girlfriend is going to be extraordinarily happy too. Oh, you've been extremely capable in the office too, but this is your most amazing set of skills, and that is saying something. It's just too bad you can't put this on your resume, but I'm sure word of mouth will get around. Yeah, that pun was intentional. Don't give me that fucking look. Get back to work. Ugh, suck on my clit. I need you to. You want me to come on your face again, don't you? Oh, those moans tell me everything. You're gonna make some executive very happy. They're gonna be so pleased with your performance. It's gonna be a shame to lose you, but we have to keep training new interns. Oh, I know you'd love to stay here indefinitely. I know. I mean, I can see it in your eyes, but your talents are gonna be needed elsewhere. This is why you're going to get ahead in this industry. You're willing to work hard, work a little harder, and go that extra mile to make sure your superiors are completely satisfied with your work. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm very satisfied.